This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, wa salat wa salam ala sayyidil mursaleen, sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam taslimin kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zayd Shakir, and I'm here to talk about, amongst other things, our children, our youth, and the challenges they face growing up. I remember when television was black and white, the grainy images, and then we went to color television. You can't sit within 10 feet of it because the radiation will affect you, etc. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have whatever. All of these things which collectively take hours and hours every day, hundreds of hours, thousands of hours every year from our children. And so the challenge of just having the time in a Muslim context of memorizing Quran, memorizing Hadith, reading about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's an immediate challenge just to have the time available to devote to those pursuits, the time to enjoy nature, the time to explore the world of ideas and books is being taken away from our children. A moral foundation, a service to God, sacrifice for the sake of others. All of these ideas were very common in our culture and in our cultural atmosphere, if you will. Now those things are systematically being removed. Atheism has been around, but a pervasive movement that's supported by many elements of popular culture, and then compound that even more with the infusion of the demonic and the occult into our culture at many different levels, at the level of music, at the level of film, even in our educational system, and it becomes almost an unmanageable burden. So our children really need, we really need to help our children create the space to maintain the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. What are the skill sets that Muslim children need to deal with them? The skill sets are many, but the most fundamental, number one, the ability to know Allah through living a wholesome devotional life. They're going to have to know how to pray, how to read the Quran, how to understand the Quran. So Quran not as an end, but Quran as a means towards a richer relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going to have to learn how to think critically and analytically so they can recognize and understand a lot of the fallacious arguments that are behind popularizing a lot of the things that we've mentioned previously. So these are some of the most important skill sets, and we really need to develop educational institutions that focus on these very things. We have to understand that unless the way that we understand knowledge, the sources of knowledge, the uses of knowledge, the nature of knowledge, if that's not sound, you can't strike a balance. Everything in the culture, everything in the society is working on the side of the material and the secular. So we have to go back and we have to root our young people in an epistemology where they understand the importance and significance of divine revealed knowledge. When they understand that metaphysical reality is more real than physical reality. Allah Ta'ala says, "Kullu man alayha fan." Everything in this physical world is temporal. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the essence of your Lord will remain. The essence of our Lord, that's from the metaphysical realm. That's what's remained. That's what's real. Once you say, whatever can be empirically verified is what is real. In other words, the material is what is real. You have an imbalance. So you cannot come back to a balance in something that's imbalanced in its very nature. I think it's very important for us to understand that as Muslims, we will not prosper as a community until we thoroughly understand our American context. I say ours because it's as much ours as anyone else's. What's the point here? The point here is sometimes we deny who we are. We've grown up here two or three generations, some Muslims. They like pizza more than they like samosas. They like American football, which can be an insane endeavor, more than they like soccer. Yet they're somehow unsure of their identity. No, we have to say, this is who we are. I'm an American, I'm a Muslim. And not see that that's somehow compromising Islam, because America is a collectivity of immigrants. And a Muslim who's immigrated here or migrated here, and then their children are born and raised here, those children are just as much an American as someone who came from Ireland or Poland or Russia or wherever. And so we have to claim our Americanness so that we can then inform the American mosaic with an infusion of healthy Islamic ideas and principles. And once we do that, I think it will be a lot easier for us not only to recognize this is who we are, this is where Allah Ta'ala put us, but also to recognize the wisdom of our being here as Muslims. So this starts in elementary school, junior high school, this sort of education. So I don't see, if we are true to our Muslim heritage, which recognizes the cultural, geographical diversity of peoples. And during the Hajj, and from the earliest days, the Ansar had a banner, the Muhajirin had a banner, the various tribes, when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدَلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you turn back, Allah will be bring another people and they won't be like you. He put his hand on the shoulder of Salman al-Farisi, huwa wa qawmuhu, him and his people. Al-Adhan al-Habasha, the Adhan is for the people of Ethiopia. Al-Iman Yamani, wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, faith and wisdom are Yemeni. So our religion recognizes diversity, ethnic, cultural, geographical diversity. And so we're just part of that diverse mosaic. We have to recognize that. We have to teach it to our children. Then we can contribute to two things. It's very important to mention. The uplift of this country, which needs uplifting, and the uplift of three things, the ummah and the uplift of the world. But it starts from a foundation, and our foundation is here. Alhamdulillah, when we talk about the Tarbiyah Academy, very visionary school, and similar efforts, it reminds me of the mission of Zaytuna College. Zaytuna College aims to educate and prepare professional, intellectual, and spiritual leaders who are grounded in the Muslim tradition and conversant with the cultural currents and critical ideas shaping modern societies. In other words, and schools like Tarbiyah Academy are trying to wed the knowledge of the text, knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah and the legal and intellectual tradition with knowledge of the context, in our case, the American context. That's a holistic, realistic program. And that's the kind of program that we envision to become sort of feeder schools into Zaytuna College, where they already understand the critical thinking tools that are necessary to really know and to function in this particular context. Now they're coming in to a place like Zaytuna College where now we have to start from scratch with most of our students. They don't have these skills, they haven't been introduced to them. So a program like the program of Tarbiyah Academy with the International Baccalaureate Program, with the focus on understanding the Quran, understand the language of the Quran, this is a program that's ideally suited to be one of those feeder schools into Zaytuna College and the other Muslim colleges and universities that will develop in the future, inshallah ta'ala. Uh, Brothers and sisters, I'm here on behalf of Tarbiya Academy, encouraging all of you to support this wonderful institution. Some of you will ask why. There's so many efforts, there's so many initiatives. Number one, brothers and sisters, consider the big picture. We can either make history or remain a footnote in someone else's history. When we look at the great schools out there, and if the people who started them didn't have the vision and didn't have the courage and didn't have the fortitude to say, we're starting from scratch, but one day this is going to be a great institution that's going to impact the world. We're starting from scratch. We need that same vision, that same commitment, that same courage to say that Tarbiya Academy or a similar initiative, that this is going to be great. This is going to be an institution that one day is not only going to attract the finest students from the Muslim community because the parents recognize the excellence of the education here, recognizes the superior moral integrity of this institution, but the wider society recognizes that. And they're trying to get their children into it. And it's leaving impact on the world. Its graduates are going out and they're making a difference in the world. They're challenging corrupt and antiquated institutions. They're infusing new life into the body politic. They have the creative minds and the critical and analytical ability to innovate in their chosen fields, be that medicine, be that law, be that engineering, be it a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, whatever it is, they're doing it with greater excellence because they have a sound foundation intellectually, morally, and spiritually. That's why you need to support this institution, support this initiative, and to have that vision and to possess that courage. We want to make our own history where we can say, this is ours. We've nurtured it, we've developed it, we've supported it financially, and we've seen it grow, we've seen it blossom, and we've seen the fruit that it has produced, and is a sweet, nourishing, wholesome, healthy, life-giving fruit. That's why you need to support the Tarbiya Academy and similar initiatives, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Imam Zayn Shakir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zayn Shakir, and I'm here to laugh. You can't sit there. I'm going to laugh. You have to sit there.